Hi, everyone. I'm Richard Roberts. I want to ask you a question. What are your hopes and dreams for 2025? What are you believing for? Well, the Lord has given me a special word for this new year, 2025, and here it is. Make no little plans here. Listen to that. Make no little plans here. Many years ago, my wife Lindsay and I went into my dad's office, and on his desk was a little plaque. It was a wooden plaque, and it said on it, "Make no little plans here." I remember that. My dad was a planner. He was always planning something great on television or in a letter or a crusade or some outreach from this ministry. I got news for you. God wants to do great things in your life. Now, you need to believe that. He wants to do great things in your life. He has a plan for your life, and it's good. So don't let things hold you back. You know, you may have had a rough 2024, and a lot of people had a rough 2024. Maybe it was a difficult year. But don't let that hold you down. Begin to expect something new, something good from God. A scripture that has really helped me in my life is Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. I memorized it years ago because I quote it all the time. "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness, and I'll make rivers in the desert." It's time to put the past in the past. The Apostle Paul said in Philippians 3:13, "My brothers, I don't count myself to have apprehended," or "I don't count myself to have arrived. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press on toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." That means that no matter what's happened in the past, you can look forward to the future. Now, if there's something in the past that you need to give to God, that you need to repent over, then you need to do that. But the good thing is, even if it's sin, the Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if you confess your sin, He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. There's nothing in your life that you've done or any circumstance that's come to you that you can't bring to God and ask Him for His forgiveness and a change. You can do that. I remember once I was preaching down in Lakeland, Florida in a great church. And there were several thousand people there. And I gave the altar call at the end of the service, and people began to come forward and give their hearts to the Lord. And a number of people were lined up in front, and as I was preparing to pray with them, I noticed there was a man standing over here on the right side, and he had two words written on his forehead. I blinked my eyes and thought, am I seeing something? And I looked again. He had "the past" written on his forehead. Then I realized I wasn't seeing with my physical eyes. I was seeing from my spirit. He had "the past" written on his forehead. And I remembered that before I was introduced to preach, the pastor had brought a family with their brand new baby, newborn baby, down to the front for a baby christening. And the thought came to me, and I said out loud, "Where's that husband and wife and that brand new baby that got dedicated to the Lord earlier in the service?" And I saw two hands go up in the back. And I said, "Would you mind coming to the front, and would you bring the baby with you?" Well, this young couple and the new baby came forward, and the little baby had on a beautiful christening dress. It was white, and it's just beautiful, precious little girl. And I said, "Can I hold her in my arms?" Now, I was a professional at holding little girls because I've had girls. My wife and I have girls, so I understood. So I took her very carefully in my arms, and I began to talk to her. I began to tell her how beautiful she was and how beautiful her dress was and how wonderful it was to see the pastor to anoint her and pray over her and dedicate her to God. And then I looked that child right in the face, and I said, "Now, little girl, I want to talk to you about your past." She just looked up at me. And I said, "Oh, excuse me, you don't have a past." And I turned to the man over on the right, pointed my finger at him, and I said, and neither do you. And those two words just left his forehead, and he began to weep. And I led him and the others in a sinner's prayer. Friend, God can take those things that happened in 2024 that weren't right, and he can give you a fresh new start. And this is a great time to seek God for direction. And where do you go? You go to the Bible. For heaven and earth may pass away, but the word of God will not pass away. And the book of Psalms 119, verse 130 says this, the entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding. And then Psalm 119, verse 105 says that the word of God is a lamp unto your feet, and it's a light unto your path. You know, I believe in prayer. And as we prepare now to start a brand new year, 2025, I'm praying and believing, God, that you will make no little plans in any area of your life. That you will stretch out your faith, that you'll begin to expand your faith and allow your faith to reach out toward those things that God has for you. If you'll forget the past and press on toward the future, I believe God will give you a great year in 2025. And I want to pray for you. No matter what your need is, it may be spiritual, it may be physical, it may be financial, it may be emotional, it may be in some other area of your life. Maybe it's in your family or your business or your job or your ministry or in your emotions. Whatever it is, I want to pray for you. And I want to believe God for a miracle. So just reach out your faith right now. It's just you and me. And let's pray together. Father, I thank you and give you honor and glory today because you are a good God. You are a loving God. You're a kind God, and you love us. You loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son so that we wouldn't perish, but so that we would have abundant, eternal, and everlasting life. And now, my friend, I pray over you. No matter what it is that's come against you, I take authority over it. And by faith, in the name of Jesus, I take hold of it and pull it out of you. I pray for your healing. I rebuke every sickness, every fear, every doubt, anything and everything that is unlike God that's come against you, I curse it and bind it now in the name of Jesus. And I pray for healing for you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And listen, friend, I'm not taking no for an answer. I'm believing God for the past to be put away in the past and that you don't dig it up again, and for the future, for 2025 to be the best year you've ever had. I'm praying this, I'm believing it, and I am expecting a miracle for you today. In the authority of Jesus' name, I pray, and I expect miracles. Amen, amen. Now remember this, make no little plans here in 2025. God richly bless you, and I expect Him to do it.